There's something you should know about the month of Muharram. I swear by the daybreak and the 10 nights. Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad and with Aram, possessors of lofty buildings, the likes of which had never been created in the land, and with Samud, who carved out rocks in the valley, and with Pharaoh, lord of stakes, all of whom oppressed within the lands? The month of Muharram offers us a re-enlightenment of the events of Karbala, rejuvenates our hearts, and reminds us why the Holy Prophet said, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn are the chiefs of the youths of paradise. He also stated, Husayn is from me, and I am from Husayn. And here are the references from Sunni sources, mind you. The Holy Prophet also said, He who loves Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn loves me, and he who makes them angry has made me angry. The true life is having an idea and striving for that idea. The question is, what's your idea? What do you believe in? Is our striving all year round, or is it limited to just a month or two? After all, the noble Imam also stated, people are the slaves of this world. The religion is just on their tongues. They keep it as long as it meets their comfortable life. But when the test comes, religious people become very few. And today we see people who are Muslim in Muharram or Ramadan. The rest of the year, they let themselves go, so to speak. You see, there's a reason why Imam Khomeini said that the holy months of Muharram and Safar have kept Islam alive. But unfortunately for many of us, the Islam of our hearts fades away with the passing of the months. People be like,
Ah, relax, the 10 days are over, bro. In fact, a month has passed.
Hold on a second. Let's try that again, shall we?
Haram? Ah, why didn't you tell me?
Why is it that when a holy month like Muharram or Safar or Ramadan comes along, we become better people? We put aside the haram music, we pick up the Quran, and we re-engage ourselves with the history of the holy personalities like the Holy Prophet and his progeny. But the moment the month passes by, we go back to being the way we were. In the Holy Quran, Allah discusses how the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance to men and clear proofs. And straight after says, And when my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am very near. You see, Allah is inevitably close to every one of us. The problem is we are not always close to Him. The message of Imam Husayn is not a message that we just listen to and then walk away from for another year. No, rather, it is a message that teaches us to strive in the way of Allah, whether we are men or women, young or old. It reminds us that each of us has a Husayn within us and a Yazid within us, and that the struggle between good and evil has never ended. The decisions we make in life, whether big or small, decide which becomes victorious over our souls, the Husayn or the Yazid. We remember that the call of Husayn in the battlefield of Karbala, is there anyone to help me, was an eternal call carried by the winds across the planet, and that it is our job to respond to it by saying, Labbaik, to the Imam of our time, Al-Mahdi. This year, are we going to put aside those bad habits that we have? Are we going to control our tempers? Are we going to learn to forgive, to quit haram acts, and to perform our wajib duties? Are we going to build ourselves up? Are we going to stand up for the oppressed like Hussein? Or are we going to become the oppressors like Yazid? You decide. And remember, Allah is with you. Be with Allah. Islamic Pulse will be releasing Biscuit every fortnight. So we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, where we'll be talking about faith.